USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's administration is facing a slew of setbacks this week, including the Supreme Court striking down the administration's COVID-19 vaccine requirement on large private businesses, and key senators indicating they do not support changes to the Senate rules regarding the filibuster. The president doing his best to end the week on a positive note by talking about the bipartisan infrastructure law that was signed last year.
This is all about fixing the problem. I ran for president to unite the country. This bipartisan infrastructure law I signed a few months ago unites us around things we all depend on. Whether you're in rural Kentucky or downtown Philadelphia, you should be able to turn on a faucet and drink clean water.
The president and first lady heading to Delaware for the weekend. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Tensions remain high between Ukraine and Russia.
After NATO and Russian talks broke down Thursday with zero results, Ukraine was hit by a massive cyber attack, warning its citizens to be afraid and expect the worst. And Russia, which has massed more than 100,000 troops on its neighbor's frontier, released TV pictures on Friday of more forces being deployed to the area. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman.
We have made it clear, and we told the Russians directly again today, that if Russia further invades Ukraine, there will be significant costs and consequences.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Rising inflation and the surge in the Omicron variant are taking their toll on consumer confidence. The University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Sentiment, dipping 2.5% in early January to its second lowest level in a decade. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Millions are bracing for a major winter storm that's expected to dump heavy snow for much of the country. Forecasters are predicting up to a foot of snow Friday from the eastern Dakotas to the Ozarks in Arkansas. Cities including Minneapolis, Des Moines, and St. Louis are in the storm's path. As far as what you can do to prepare for that storm, so if something happens and you are stranded alongside the road, Lauren Fix is known as a car coach. She tells Fox's Weather Nation.
One of the things you can carry is super easy. You can get them at any mass merchandiser store. And these are these hand warmers and foot warmers. You should have those in the vehicle with you all the time, as you would have an extra set of gloves. I just keep them in the door pocket. And things you should carry with you through your vehicle. Like if we had been stopping that, we'd probably have been selling food, because I always have a cooler full of food with me and bottles of water. You want to have your medication with you. That's really critical, especially if that's something that you need in a certain time window and you may not be back in time. Those people that are in need of those medications are the ones that we really have to be concerned about. Of course, blankets, you want gloves, hat, scarf.
Tennis superstar Novak Djokovic is headed back to detention. That's after Australian authorities canceled his visa again amid the ongoing coronavirus vaccine controversy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.